It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we're going to be talking about the entitlement trap. And scripture comes from James 4:6. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Today, we want to talk about that dangerous word we call deserve. Doesn't it seem like everywhere we turn, we're told that we deserve more? We deserve a raise. You deserve happiness. You deserve the newest phone. You deserve the biggest house, the perfect spouse, the easiest life, and everybody's approval. While there's nothing wrong with working hard or striving for good things, the danger begins when "I hope" turns into "I'm owed." The Bible never teaches that life owes us anything. Instead, it teaches that everything we have is a gift from God. So think about it. Did we earn the sunrise this morning? Did we deserve another breath? Did we create the air we breathe or the heartbeat in our chest? Every single blessing, from our families to our friendships, from our jobs to our salvation, is an act of God's grace. Entitlement quietly changes our perspective, though. Instead of saying, "Thank you, Lord," we begin saying, "Why don't I have more?" Instead of appreciating what we have, we compare ourselves to someone else. Instead of celebrating God's blessings, we become frustrated because our lives don't look like someone else's highlight reel, which probably is fake anyway. Comparison is one of entitlement's closest companions. Social media has only magnified this problem because as we scroll through pictures of vacations, new houses, promotions, engagements, and smiling families, before long we're thinking to ourselves, "When is it my turn?" And we often forget that we are comparing our everyday life to, well, somebody else's. Right? Carefully edited moments. Those moments were carefully picked, curated, and posted for your pleasure. Now, Jesus never measured success by possessions, popularity, or comfort. In fact, Jesus, the King of Kings, was born in a borrowed stable, rode into Jerusalem on a borrowed donkey, preached from borrowed boats, ate in borrowed homes, and was buried in a borrowed tomb. If anyone deserved luxury and honor, it was him. The Bible reminds us that pride says, "I deserve," but humility says, "Thank you." The difference between entitlement and gratitude is often just one prayer away. When we stop focusing on what we're believed that we are owed, our eyes begin to open to everything God has already provided. The greatest gift God has ever given wasn't financial security, perfect health, or an easy life. It was His Son. And Romans 5:8 tells us, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Notice that that verse doesn't say, it doesn't say Christ died for us because we deserved it. He died because of His love. Grace is receiving what we could never earn. Mercy is not receiving what we do deserve. If God treated us based solely on what we deserved, none of us would stand before Him. Yet because of His grace, we have forgiveness and hope and purpose and eternal life. And that's enough reason to wake up every morning with gratitude instead of entitlement. Today, before asking God for one more thing, pause and thank Him for 10 things that He's already done. You may discover that you've been richer all along, at least longer than you've realized. And ask yourself the question, have I been more focused on what I don't have than what God has already given me? Take 5 minutes today, write down those 10 blessings God has given you that money could never buy. It could be your salvation, your family, a faithful friend, the ability to walk, a church family, laughter, forgiveness, peace, or even simply another day to live. And then spend time thanking God for each one. Because gratitude grows when we intentionally count our blessings. A heart that constantly says, "I deserve more," well, that heart will never be satisfied. But a heart that says, "Thank you, Lord," will always find joy. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, just forgive us for the times that we've allowed pride and entitlement to creep into our hearts. So often we become focused on what we think that we deserve instead of recognizing the countless blessings that you've already given to us. And thank you for your grace and your mercy and the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Teach us to replace complaining with thanksgiving, comparison with contentment, and pride with humility, and open our eyes today to see your goodness in every part of our lives. May our first response always be gratitude, because everything we have is a gift from you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.